This is Jackie.
And this is Heather.
And welcome to Millennial Mom Chatter,
your go-to podcast for candid conversations and fresh perspectives.
We're just two millennial moms navigating life one hilarious audio message at a time. Join us for laughs, adventures, and real talk. Hello, everyone, and welcome back to another episode of Millennial Mom Chatter. Heather and I are so happy to be back because I feel like it's been forever. There's just been so much going on. So we're excited to get into it with you guys, and we just have a lot to share with you. How have you been, Heather?
Yeah. I've been good. We actually haven't talked in a while.
Yeah. No, for real.
And we've been like – there's been a lot going on. Tony got home and then a lot of stuff with me, per usual. Me and my brother were talking about how like – we need a saging or like ritual party because there's just like a lot of like things are happening in our family like at one time. It's like when it rains, it pours. So between those two, and then we kind of were able to escape for a few days, which was really fun. We went to Vero Beach in Orlando. But it was fun. It was good to get away. We kind of like – it wasn't like a fun vacation, quote unquote, but it was like a relaxing where we just chilled. Like I wanted to lay there and just soak up the sun and do absolutely nothing.
No, you deserve that. Like you needed to like do absolutely nothing for an extended period of time.
Yeah. So all of that happened at the same time Tony got home. So she was like enjoying him. And for those of you that don't know and are joining in now, he was on a deployment for 7 months?
Just over 6 months.
Yeah. And so he just got home. So that's exciting. So all of that was happening at one time. So we like missed a week of podcasting and then we just haven't been able to chat.
Yeah.
Because I wanted to like really let her like enjoy it. And then I was on vacation. And so we just kind of been like missing each other.
No, and it worked out. I feel like the timing worked out because we both were busy in our own lives that we were able to just kind of like now jump back into it. And it's great.
Like, yeah, we chatted for like 5 minutes yesterday and she's like, hi friend, I haven't talked to you. So today really is our first real conversation.
Yeah.
So we're not like faking the like, how are you?
No, we authentically want to know how each other have been. Like,
yeah. So how are you? How has the return home been going?
No, it's been good. It's just busy. It's a whirlwind, honestly, because they only get a certain chunk of time off work. And in that time, they also want to be productive as well. So they're resting, they have jet lag, and then there's just so much to catch up on. So of course, it was like straight to the cars, doing all the things that like obviously I couldn't take care of, taking care of his baby, you know. And so it was just one of those things where like the days flew by and now he's back at work. And I feel like we fell right back into our routine again. The kids are doing great because that's something that can happen with a lot of military kids as well. When a parent is away for a long period of time, they tend to fall into bad habits or it's just a change in their routine. So it can be a little disruptive, but so far so good. No mental breakdowns or tantrums. So I'm like, ooh, like maybe we're going to be okay. Like, but it's been fun because they've had so much growth over the past 6 months. It's kind of cool for Tony to see how they've changed and grown into their own little people. So that part's been fun for me to like sit back and watch as he like enjoys that. So it's just really cute to kind of see our like family come back together again. But it's been good. It's been happy.
Yeah. Yeah. Cause kids, like 6 months is a lot for kids.
It is. It's like a literal like chunk of their life.
Yeah.
Like it's like kind like of
they
tiny
can grow
for
a
us.
Lot.
Yes. Especially when they're that young. There's a lot of like developmental milestones that kids go through in a 6 month span. Especially that's a whole grade. They both like went on to different grades. And I think especially Liam, he's 9. So I feel like that's an age where they turn from like little kids to like proper big children. And they have personalities and moods and like interests and passions.
Oh, the moods.
Yeah. Mini teenagers.
The tween attitude.
We're definitely getting that. And that has been new. That is like a new thing because Liam's my eldest. So for me, this is like brand new. I know Heather, she's got a tween and it's just been so challenging to kind of like learn from kid mode to like moving into tween mode. And I'm just like, oh, like, what is this? What's wrong with you? Like,
yep. Yep. Yeah. Mine is there. It's like, they're not bad kids, right? But there is like this little bit of like more like a attitude, like a just like of everything. Do you feel like
that? Like we're slightly like inconveniencing our children, even though we do everything for them.
Yeah, like it's not that they're bad children or they're giving like, I don't know.
They're not protesting like us. Like it has nothing to do with right. like revolting it's not like, or anything like right. that. Like
they're just being like very like attitude-y yeah. and just like you're messing their day up, you know?
Like yeah. Like they woke up on like, the wrong side of the bed, but they blame us. Like
yeah, like this morning I was driving them to school and my husband's a fireman, so he's gone for 24 hours. And he's like, he always calls in the morning and like kind of like says, goodbye, have a good day, you know, whatever. And Rylan's like, hey. And my husband's like, why you sound like that? And he's like, I'm just bored. And we're like, dude, it's 7 a.m. Like,
what? Yeah.
And he's like, I guess I'm not bored. I guess it's just how I talk. I'm like, oh my gosh. And he's 11. So
yeah. Yeah. It's, like in that transition from like being a kid to turning into a teenager, like right in front of his own eyes, like right now.
Yeah. And like my younger two, so my younger two are her aged and they're friends. And it's like, they're kind of still like kids. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like they're still kids. And so he's kind of getting to where he like wants to go into the room and watch TV by himself. And like he'll play every so often, but yeah. like he's doing that stage of where he's like slowly progressing to where like I'm not going to like imaginary play mm-hmm. or yeah. I'm not going to like, you know. So that's a little sad, but it's fine. This good news is we're in a new semester.
Yes. Yeah.
So I told my kids, I'm like, you're all starting off at 100% A's.
Yeah.
So let's see where we go.
Yeah, like, but honestly, it's kind of wild though. Do you feel like this first grading period, the first quarter flew by? Because I feel like time has been like flying by, or at least for me.
Yeah. Yes and no. I feel like for my other kids, yes. For my older one, no. Like it's been a transition. We're like, we've been trying to survive.
But school's hard like, though. He just started middle school. Middle school is different and more challenging, like just adding everything into it, right? Emotions, all of it. And that's on top of the schoolwork. So I feel like that's a huge transition compared to like what our other kids did. First grade and fourth grade. Like obviously they're learning new things, but they're okay. Like it's not changing their world right now. Like
It's true. It's just like it's a transition of school and he's very bright. Like even everyone that meets him, it's so funny because everyone that meets him will like do a side thing like he's beyond his years. Like they all tell me that.
Yeah.
And they're like, he is so bright and smart. And he really is. But he like – he does well in school. Where he lacks is math because he has no interest in it.
Yeah.
So then like we struggle with that because he's like, I don't like it. So then he doesn't want to like do it.
Yeah.
And so then he gets like not great grades. Like he ended with a D this past.
Poor kid.
And he has never gotten even – he's never even ended with a C before. Yeah. So I'm like, here we go. I'm like, Rylan, you have to try. If you don't try, you're going to repeat this grade. And like now you're adding an additional year. That's not being lazy. Like now you are like you're adding more.
You don't like this? Then do well so you can get out of this.
Like, exactly. Like you want to do an additional year. Yeah. Like I told him, I tried to explain to him like, you know that by being lazy, quote unquote, you're actually making your life harder, not lazier.
Yeah. But he's in the moment, right? Like when he's sitting down doing those long math problems and it's taking forever to get through. I mean, it's not fun. Like
no, I get it. Jackie was there. Yeah, Jackie's like, I used to have tears on my paper.
Math was my least favorite subject in school as well. So I can relate to the like this is torture. I'm just going to sit here. And then it just makes it last longer. So you really just have to like buckle down. I need to have a pep talk with him and just be like, buckle down, dude. Like, I know it's hard. Just get through it. And then it can be behind you and then just be done and over with it. Like,
yeah. I'm like, if you just pay attention in class, right? Like if you just sit there and pay attention in class, you'll like homework should take you like 5 minutes. Like that is quote unquote being lazy. Like that is maximizing your time. Like, but he just, it's like, I don't know what it's going to take for him to get it, but whatever. It is what it is. I really hope it doesn't take repeating another grade.
No, but maybe just the first quarter is kind of that learning curve. Like it was a couple weeks of like him being like, okay, like I can't just like not listen to the teacher. I do need to focus on what she's saying in order to complete my task. So maybe like this is that learning curve for him and he'll be on top of it next quarter.
A lot of kids, I mean, he tells me a lot of kids. So if they drop below like a 75, they have to go to this thing called help class, which is during lunch. So they kind of like have to eat lunch in the class. And all the teachers are there except for one. They kind of mm-hmm. rotate, and they help them with whatever subject they're not doing well in.
Oh, that's great.
So yeah, they do that every day. And so if you're below a certain average, you like really go hard at that subject. And he told me there's a lot of kids in help class.
Oh, I believe it. Like middle school for sure.
I think it's like you said, they're transitioning to like now they have five different teachers. Now like things are not as easy. You have to really pay attention. Yes. And so I think they're all kind of navigating that.
Yeah, and they're more accountable for themselves too. Like in elementary school, the teachers tell them what they need to be doing. Whereas in mm-hmm. middle school, it's like if you don't do your homework, you've got five teachers you need to report to. So it's like you're the only person you can like be mad at the end of the day.
Yeah. And the principal, like Jackie knows because her kids went to the school too. The principal's very like, she's like, let them fail. Like, this is how they learn. Let them fail. Like, don't worry. Like, all the things she, like, gave this pep talk mm-hmm. at the beginning of the year. And she's like, listen, your kids are going to fail. They're going to do things that, like, frustrate you. You're going to be frustrated with their attitude. You're, like, a lot of, like, puberty, emotions, like, big changes. Like, this is a lot for them. And, like, whatever you think your kid is going through and you're alone in it, you're not alone. We've seen it all. Like, everyone in this class is going through it together. So like when your kid fails something or when your kid does this, like you're not alone in this. Like,
oh, for
it's
sure.
It's going to happen. Yes. And like, she's like, let it happen. Do not be doing the work for mm-hmm. them. Like, let it happen so that they learn. This is like learning lessons. And this is the beginning stages of them learning that in life you're going to fail. And like, what are you going to do about
it? Yeah. How do you overcome obstacles?
Right.
Yeah.
And so she gave like a nice little pep talk to it. So like, I don't feel alone in it, but I do.
Yeah, of course, because like, it's your own kid, right? You want the best for your own kid always and forever. Like,
yeah. And I don't feel – it's not that I feel alone in it. I just am thinking in my head like, I hope that we're not the only ones
going to do this. And I don't think you are, you know, like
– No, it's just, I know I'm not.
Yeah.
Because he's like, I haven't – one of his friends, he's like, I haven't been like talking to him or be friends with him much. And I'm like, why not? And he's like, because he's always in help class.
Ah, okay.
And so like he's not the only
– Yeah, like, so he's able to recognize it too, that it's like, hey, there's other kids here too. So that's good. I feel like that's going to be something that's like – it helps his self-esteem too. You know, to not feel like he's the only one that's having trouble in a subject. So it's fine.
My headphones are really struggling today.
He'll be fine.
I don't know where I'm caught. It keeps coming out of my ears. It's because they're dumb. Look at these. They're dumb little dinosaur.
This podcast has been brought to you by Dinosaur Headphones and Delta Headphones.
Sorry. Let me fix this. I need to switch this. Live podcasting at its finest.
Yeah. Sometimes you just got to troubleshoot and do things.
Maybe I have them the wrong way.
Mm, in the wrong ears.
Even though I don't think there is a right way for dinosaur headphones, but I'm going to try this. Well, I'm glad that the transition is going well. Did you feel like you had like butterflies or like did you feel like you thought you would feel?
Yes. So if you guys had listened to an older episode, Heather and I had talked about what are the feelings like as you ramp up to get ready for a deployed service member to come back home. And we kind of talked about how it feels like a first date all over again. Like you get those butterflies again and it just feels like you want to impress that person. You want to be like better for that person so that they like love you all over again. So it just feels fresh and new and exciting. And it did feel that way. So it's kind of fun because you're like,
that's good.
It's very cutesy, very just like, hey, like, and I think it was fun.
You want to cuddle?
Yeah. Like, is it okay if I sit by you? Like, but it was fun because you already know this person. Like, we have kids together, we live together. Like, I do his laundry. Like, I obviously know this dude. So it wasn't like a very slow progression. Like, it obviously, like, you just hit the ground running and you fall right back into like being husband and wife again. But it's like really fun to kind of have that. And it just, I don't know. It's just like a really cute moment that like, it just reminds you how much you love this person that it's like, I waited mm-hmm. so long for you. And like now we're together again. And it's just really like cute. And it's just a very organic feeling. So it was really fun to kind of experience that all over again. Yeah. And then it was cool to see from the kids' perspective too, because we'd never had that. They'd always been so young or just mm-hmm. babies where you're not really like seeing that. But then you could kind of see the magic in their eyes where it's like, that's our daddy. So they got to like reconnect with him as well. So I thought that was really special. So it was really cool.
That's sweet. Yeah. Did tears happen?
Yes. Dylan, he was pretty like neutral, I think, with it. But Liam was much more emotional with the homecoming than Dylan was. And I think Tony and I, it was like a whirlwind for us. So I feel like emotions were very quick. And then it was like you almost like snapped to, because then like the boys were there. And then we were like chatting and catching up and like really just like soaking in the moment. So I feel like there are tears, but then it kind of just like it flashes by. Like, so it's just, I don't know. It's a wild experience.
Because in the pictures, I was like, Liam looked like he was crying in the pictures. Yeah. But then like you and Tony looked like pretty good.
Yeah.
Like, so I was like, maybe they didn't cry. Maybe they did. I don't know. I can't tell.
Yeah. So like, I feel like I got emotional right away. And then it kind of just like it, the moment like gets soaked up, I think, when you see like the kids running into the frame and then, you know, they, you get to kind of see your husband.
Well, and I'm sure you
like,
weren't bawling.
No. Like, yeah. Cause it's like happy. It like, yeah. So it was just like, oh, like, I love you. I haven't seen you in forever. Yeah. Happiness. And then like, obviously seeing him like reignite with the kids. And it was just like a really kind of like, I don't know. It just like, then the tears are like, and I'm like, yay, I love this moment. And that's it. Like, so
yeah,
it's really cool.
That's sweet. Yeah. I'm excited for you. I'm excited for, I'm like counting down the days till we get to have Christmas together.
Yes.
And then after that, we get to have spring break
I know,
together.
All of the fun things. It's so great. Like, I love that we have like stuff planned. Like, it just makes it so fun, like in our like long distance friendship, that we can like stay on top of it and book fun things, especially since our families get along too. I think that's so special that our kids can have this time together too. It's really cool.
No, I know. I know. I had told Jax this morning, I was like, you haven't talked to Liam in a little bit. He's like, I know.
I know.
But it's been like so much just like busyness. Like Liam's doing sports and like school. Mm-hmm. And then we were on vacation and Jax was sick. And like, so it's just been like.
Yeah, I think they'll be able to get back into their like little. They used to like play Minecraft on the weekends together and stuff. So I imagine we'll be able to get back into that routine now that everyone's like settled a little bit. Like, yeah. A little knock on wood. Settled. Like.
I know, right? Yeah. Gosh, I don't know. I feel like hopefully my life's starting to settle down a little, but it's like just – it's too much. But we finally – I told you that we hired somebody yesterday to help my mom with my dad. And so that is like – I'm really hoping for those of you that don't know and are just tuning in, my dad has ALS and my mom is my dad's full-time caregiver. Like giver and like literally full-time caregiver. Like she never leaves the house. Like she really, other than like maybe running to the store to pick up like a medication, like for 5 minutes, she hasn't left the house in, no lie, probably like 3 years.
Oh gosh.
So it's been very hard. So she finally recognizes that she needs help. And so that's fantastic. And I'm very excited because this open, like she already, when we were like interviewing the people, she was already like if I want to run to have lunch with my friend and things like that. And so next week is Callie's chapel special. It's like where she does like a performance at church at school. And I'm like, so you're going to be there next Wednesday? And I know I was just joking because that's pretty fast, obviously. But I was like, so like, I'm excited that like she can like come to my house maybe.
Yes.
Or like we can have lunch or like
normal like, things.
Yeah, like normal things. Like my mom has never been in my children's rooms before. Like that's how like extreme.
Yeah, that's so sad.
The situation.
Because I'm sure she wants that. She longs to be connected to her grandchildren.
Yeah.
So I'm just like listening for the listeners here. Like she wants to be involved in your guys' life. It's just been something where she's been so busy and she's been helping her father
she's
for so long.
She's torn to being like that caregiver, care provider. That like it's been years to try to like I think she's finally at the point where like okay like I can't do this 24/7 like I need a little bit break here and there.
No, it's hard.
So I think she's gotten to that point because my dad has had ALS now for 19 years. She hasn't been like caring for him to the extreme like she is now for 19 years, but like it's been quite a few years now. That I mean, put it this way, when he stopped working when I was 17.
Oh wow. Okay.
So it's been a long time that he's like, you know, like I said, not to the extreme, but like she has been caring for
him. Of course. And she's made a lot of sacrifices over all of these years to kind of be that person for him. So this is huge that you guys have found professional outside help to really kind of step in and kind of let her step back, you know, to how much of a degree she wants, like, which is great.
And she is like, she's a vibe. I love her. Like she came in, she has dreads, she's got a nose ring, and she's probably like, I would say in her 40s, maybe like 44, 45. But she's like, I would say something. She's like, I just love your vibe. I love your energy. And then she would say something. She'd be like, that's dope. And I just love, like, I just, she was a go-getter. Okay. She's a type of person that, like, you can tell, like, if the floor is dirty, my mom's not going to have to be like, can you clean the floor? She'll just do it. Like, that's like, she's like, oh, my mom's like, do you think you'd be able to help out also with like some stuff around the house? And she's like, oh, nothing's below me. Like,
no, I love that.
She's from New York.
Yeah.
So she's very like if my grandma's like, I don't want to go for a walk or exercise, she's gonna be like, girl, you need to. Like, that's just her. Like, she's a go-getter.
Yeah.
Like,
so this is great for your grandma and your dad to just have someone who's going to be like kind of just like really like you said, a go-getter, but also rough too, where it's just like she's not going to just be like gentle. I'm like, oh, you don't want to do that? Like, she's going to like put her foot down and really take care of him. So it's great because your mom can trust her then.
Yeah. And she already like in the interview was like, oh my gosh, like I like – it sounds like you have a lot on your plate. And like, she gave my mom a hug. Aww. She's like, it's going to be okay. We're going to get through this and figure it out. Like, she is like, you can tell she's going to tell my mom, like my mom's going to try to do something. She's like, I got
it. Sit down. Get out of here. Like,
yeah. So like, once she came in, like we had an interview after her and we were just like, mom's like, I really like her. Aww. Should we just cancel the other interview?
That's good. That's a really good sign because it needs to be your mom, right? Like at the end of the day, like she's going to be the one that they need to impress, like to really feel comfortable enough to leave the house and give responsibility to this individual. So that's great.
And she's worked with an ALS patient.
Oh, great.
She worked with him for years.
That's awesome.
And so she's aware of it. She's like, she understands it all. Because a lot of people, because they physically are like, can't move very much, a lot of people think that they're like, you know, like mentally retarded or, you know, like they don't know what's going on. And so they come in and they're like, hi, buddy, to like an adult. Yeah. And my dad's like,
I'm here. I'm like, fine. Like,
I know what you're saying. Like, or they love to do that where they scream.
Like they can't hear.
Talk loud, like they can't hear. And my dad's always like, and so this lady came in and she's like, yeah, I'm sure people talk to you like that. Like, isn't that so annoying? And he's like,
oh, so that's great that she has a background. She knows all of the things then. That's great. Awesome.
So she literally came in and was like, hey, Fred, like normal, like not. And then like when she left, she went into the room by herself to say bye. Aww. Like she's very like, it just was like perfect. So she starts Monday.
Yay. No, that's great. That's super awesome. I'm excited for you guys, especially for you because you've been working so hard. You know, you're the daughter, so I get it. But like you've just been working so hard to help your family. So it's a good thing that then now you guys can step back and kind of have a little bit more of your life back. Mm-hmm. So because I know it's hard to be a firefighter wife, a mom, also while juggling all of the other things. So it's been a lot for you.
Yeah, but – we're going to get through it. We're going to push on through. It's going to be good. We're going to tackle one thing at a time. Yeah. I'm like, my brother had asked me, he's like, do you have like a list of like a physical list? I'm like, I'm just trying to get through the first few days.
One day at a time, like no list.
I'm like, I will make a list, but our goal was to get help first. And then kind of like now we can like line up like trying to get things done. So we'll see.
So as you guys get back into your routine and you get this free time back for yourself, what are you looking forward to most like to doing? Like, is there anything that you're wanting to jump back into for yourself, like selfishly? Anything that you have put on the back burner lately?
Yes, my like workout routine. I have like, I don't know. I just feel like life's been crazy. Like it's like whatever like meal we can grab or like I'll be gone all day. So it's like not like I have something cooking or defrosting or like, so we've had to like grab things like out to eat a lot and like not work out. And because like finally when I get home by like 4 or 5 and like kids are picked up from school and we do the homework routine and like we eat dinner and then like I'm not feeling like working out at 8 or 9 p.m. like when I've been going all day. So like, yes, I technically could have this whole time prioritized my health in the sense where I'm like going to go out there and work out at 10 p.m. because there are people like that.
Of course.
But unfortunately, I am just not one of those people.
No, neither am I. No way. Like,
I'm like, no, I'm going to like clean up around here and vegetate at 9 p.m. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
like,
and take that time for yourself and relax.
So – that's what I'm excited about. I already started working out and running and trying to get into like a little bit better of a routine of eating and moving. And I've been trying to like meal prep so that like it's not hard on me. I've been doing crock pot meals and like things that I can just like easily put together to try to like get back into the routine. But I feel like every time I get back into the routine, I'm sure we all can agree to this, that like once you get back into a good routine and you're like, you're flowing, like life hits you again.
No, of course. Absolutely. Like,
and it's just like, why? Like, why does that always happen?
Yeah. Once you, sure.
Yeah. It's like, I won't go too deep into it, but Alvaro and I were like, okay, this coming week, we're going to like get back into it. Like, we're going to really be on top of eating and doing all those things. And then like literally the next day I found out that like my young, I mean, she's not young like a kid, but like my 40-year-old cousin passed away unexpectedly. And it's just like, okay, like here we go again with like something, you know, like not even just emotionally, but like now I'm going to have to fly up at some point because she doesn't live here for a funeral. And like, again, out of the routine. And like, so I feel like I can't get my bearings of like a routine and like being committed to something. I don't know if that makes any sense.
No, for sure. It makes sense. Yeah.
And I know I can probably, like I said, I could be those people that are like, I'm going to get the workout in at 11 p.m., but I'm just not that person. So unfortunately, it's just not my personality. I'm not that much of a go-getter. So yeah, I am just trying to like hopefully get back into routine and stay in it.
Oh, for sure. I get it, girl.
Like I need to be committed. I need to be the girl at 11 p.m.
Yeah.
Working out if I have to.
No, for sure. Because, but it's hard though. I mean, because you're still a mom at the end of the day too. So you have a lot going on. So it's not just like,
I know.
We can't really nag you and be like, oh, like you should be in the garage working out every night before you go to bed. Like it's a long day. Momming, housewifing, holding down the fort, taking care of your whole family. So.
Yeah. But I just feel like how long can we like give the excuse?
What? To like not work out?
Yeah, like how long can I say like something's always going to come up. So you just have to make the conscious decision of just like push through it.
Yeah.
I don't know.
And it's almost like, I don't know, like right now you don't have the time, right? You don't have the time to be selfish and be like, well, I'm just going to prioritize a run over all this other stuff. Like obviously you can't ditch your family right now, but then it's going to have to be something that you will have to do here in 2 weeks once you guys get back into your new routine. Where it's like, hey, like I can't, I have to say no and because I have to go run 20 miles.
I know, marathon training. I literally our first run together, he was like, we were just in his mind, hear this out. He was like, we're just going to do 1 mile, like 1 mile at a good pace. But that's not what he told me. He told me we were going for a short run, less than a mile, and we're just going to go at like a decent pace and just to kick off like the first day, just go on a quick. So in my mind, I'm like, okay, he wants to run half a mile, you know?
Yeah, no big deal.
So like, no big deal. So like I'm running and like we get to half a mile. I'm like, okay, he just wants to go to 0.75. And then like we pass 0.75. I'm like, this guy lied to me. This guy lied to me. And so I ran the mile. It was fine. I ran the mile. But I was like, you lied to me. We ran a mile. So it didn't feel bad actually. Then we did a half mile yesterday because he like follows this like marathon training. Like he's done it before and he did really well on it. Like he was very successful at being able to run 10, 12 miles. So like it obviously worked. But we did the half mile yesterday. I'm not going to lie. So we did it fasted.
Okay.
I don't run well on fasted.
No, that's hard. Like, you have no fuel in your body.
Yeah, like I can work out fasted, but for some reason running, like I don't know what it is. I feel like so weak when I run fasted. So yesterday the half mile kicked my butt. I was like, I ran a mile just yesterday and today, like no lie, at like 0.2, I was like, I'm going to die. I'm going to have a heart attack right here.
This is how I go.
Because we did it – because we're only doing half. We did faster.
Yeah.
And I'm like, that's it. I'm going to die.
Yeah.
So like I kept looking at my watch like
– like and surely like this point, is it.
Yeah. It was like 0.3 and I'm like, oh, I'm going to die. So like at one point, I'm pretty sure I was running with my eyes closed. Like you know how where you're just like, Lord help me. I'm about to die. I was running with my eyes closed, and like I opened them, and Alvaro's like waving to the neighbor, and like it's like I guess she was like admiring Ray. Ray went on the run with us.
Yeah.
And she was waving to him, and she was looking at me like waving, and I didn't even know she was there. So
your eyes are closed.
I had to have been running with my eyes closed. And I was just like, oh, hi, lady. And she probably saw me like,
she's dying. She's like, I'm going to have 911 on speed dial for this chick.
But I told Alvaro, I was like, I don't know what it was. I don't know if it was like my second day getting back into things, being fasted, kind of being a little bit sore from the run the day. Like, I don't know what it was.
It's a combination of all of that, honestly.
I was not feeling. Yeah,
that's not ideal because you've honestly not had time to properly like get back into your routine these past few weeks.
Yeah.
Plus, like not eating before a run, like, yeah, your body had no fuel.
I've been eating bad.
Like, yeah, so your body had no fuel.
Eating bad, I haven't been eating great, but it's not like I've been eating like smashing like McDonald's cheeseburgers.
No, just not what you prefer for like when you guys are usually on your like health journey, like when you're training for something.
Mm-hmm.
That's okay. So it's fine. You guys will get there.
It was good. Yeah. It was good though, because by 9:30, we had worked out, ran, showered, and gone for the interviews.
Nice.
So like
it was a good day.
By still morning, we were like so successful.
Yes. Yeah. You're like, and I didn't die.
And I didn't die. So I just really need to like stay focused. I need to just push myself even when I don't feel like it.
Yeah.
Jackie's gonna come run with me in December.
No, we'll go running. That's fine. We can do that.
All four of us.
Yeah.
Tony cannot keep our pace though.
No, he's gonna be like, can you guys – I'm just going to meet you guys around the corner.
like we cannot make Tony the pacer.
No, not at all. Like Tony took me on a run, I don't know, like a week ago. He just got home. And he's like, let's just go for a mile. This is his shaker run before he goes on his real run. Like I'm his shaker run before he goes for a real run. And I was just like, okay, that's fine. So we just went around the neighborhood and he was like trying to keep like a steady pace. And I'm just like – this isn't my pace. Like, I'm not sure.
What was the pace he was
I don't know because I wasn't, like, paying attention to anything. But I just know it was, like, faster than what I would have ran. And I was just like
– did you keep up?
I mean, I'm, like, right behind. I mean, yeah, because I don't want to – but you could tell he was, like, slowing down to accommodate
You were like,
me.
I'm like, not going to be the one that's failing.
Yeah. So, like, of course, it's embarrassing. So I'm just like, yeah, I can do this. So, like, I did keep up in a sense. But I was just like, this is not the pace. This is not sustainable for me. Like, I'm not the one training for a marathon here. Like – we're not doing this multiple times. And then, of course, like he dropped me off at the house and then went on his way to go run for much longer after that. And I was like, you're welcome.
You're welcome for warming you up. Yeah. I didn't he do his half marathon when he was deployed?
Yes.
And he did like 8 minute pace. Right.
Yeah. So I think he's gotten his pace down to around 8-ish, 9-ish.
Okay.
Like depending on what he's
doing. And that's for like half a marathon.
Yeah.
So imagine how fast he can run 1 mile.
Yeah. So I think he did do that. He was trying to pace yesterday when he went on. I can't keep up with it anymore. I'm like the worst at this. Whenever he comes home and he's like, oh yeah, so I did this and I ran this.
He's like so accomplished. Yeah. And you're like, yeah, whatever.
Yeah. And it's like different stuff too. Cause if he runs a short run, like that's like 6 miles, which I'm like, it was just a 6 miler. And I'm just like, ew, like we would never have talked like this a year ago.
You're like, that's me being dead.
Yeah. Like, who are you? So like, it's just very different now. Cause like he's gotten his pace to like a pretty good, like, you know, point for himself to then feel comfortable enough to run a marathon next month. And I'm just like, ew. Okay. Like, not me.
I'm so glad. Imagine if my marathon was in 2025.
That would be pretty scary, especially because when you initially said that you were signing up for it, your life was a little bit more normal at that time.
Yes.
So it was like – it was very like doable to have it be 2025. So now it's kind of just like a reassurance that it's like, nope, not quite yet. It's 2026. So like
– yeah, but what scares me is I do have to sign up this coming February. And I'm like, do I sign up for the half or the full?
Yeah.
I just still can't fathom running for like 5 hours. Like,
well, you guys will just have to – so Tony has his in a couple weeks. We're going to have like a really good sit down. We'll FaceTime.
Yeah, we're really going to like just be like, chat. Tony, did you die?
Yeah. So like be honest. Lay it all out because he properly trained, right? Like no alcohol,
also,
no junk
run.
Food.
I do not run.
But you have a year. You have a year to get there.
I have a year to turn into
a runner.
Look. I do not run. Like I have never done a half marathon. I have never done a 10K. I have never even ran a full 5K. Literally.
It's doable.
So like, I know it's doable, but I just have never done it. So
I believe
in my mind, I'm like, how do I go from couch potato to...
Yeah, so like the app that's called like Couch to 5K, you're all like on the couch. How do I get from here to there in 1 year?
I mean, they say you technically only need 6 to 9 months to train for a marathon, but I just don't know if I believe that. I'm like, at what cost? At heart attack cost?
Yeah. Like what? To just die across the finish line? I think it's doable. It's just going to be one of those things where like it's hard to look at it from this far out, right? Like this is for anything, right? Like not even just a marathon, just any goal that we set in our mind, this far out is like really wild. So I think once you sign up for it in the spring or February, it'll be much more just kind of like obtainable, I think, at that point to kind of be like, okay, realistically, like, okay, summer's really hot. Am I running outside a ton? Maybe not, but this is a good opportunity for me to hop on the treadmill and really reduce my mile time and just find a good pace. And then as the months start to cool off again for like the fall season, that's when you just like knock out the miles on the pavement and just like start like digging into those like long distance runs. Because what is Alvaro doing, the one where you like run a marathon before you run a marathon, or is he just like setting his pace to do like long distance running? Like, is he going to end up running 26 miles before the marathon?
I'm not sure. I think we want to try to do at least maybe try to squeeze a half marathon in. Maybe we'll try to squeeze a marathon in. I guess if we feel really good.
Yeah.
But I just don't know.
Because I feel like from what I've seen from other people is they do a lot of – no one's just like, hey, I'm running a marathon next year. I'm going to run a marathon tomorrow. So they like are out there running like, what can I do in 10 miles? Like what does my pace look like in 10 miles? What does my breathing look like in 10 miles? So like, I feel like if you can set that as your goal where it's like, hey, like maybe I can just knock out this Miami half marathon and like that could be kind of like a stepstone of like where am I at as far as my run time, my breathing, do I need different gel packs, do I need different sneakers? Like that's going to be kind of like a good place to see where you're at like as far as training for the full. Not that I know. This is not speaking from experience. This is purely speaking as a spectator. Like –
yeah. No, we're going to see where I'm at. We said maybe we would simulate like a marathon, like we would just run that like within Miami, like ourselves.
Yeah. Yeah.
To see, like, make sure we're not going to die. But I just think it's mind blowing that like when you train for a marathon, like you said, you don't run the 26 miles ever. And in just my head, they're like, yeah, you just run like 18 or 19. Yeah. And then you just like, you've been training to be prepped to like run 7 more miles than that. And I'm just like, that doesn't make any sense to me.
Yeah.
Like, how can I just, but like, you know, like, oh yeah, I'll just add another 7 miles.
I know. It really does blow my mind. That's why I was like so shocked.
Because that's another,
all these people, no one does it. Like, I've heard from other people who are training and they're like,
yeah,
you don't practice with a 26 miler. You practice with
over an hour extra running.
Yeah. So you like really have to fine tune. I think what they're doing is fine tuning what they are doing. So like their gel packets, their tennis shoes, if they have a hydration vest, like, is my podcast going to be enough material for 5 hours? Like, they're really like fine tuning all of the things because they've already trained how to get their mile down. So now it's just, can I hold out for the additional hour?
No, I don't think I can.
No, I can't.
I'm going to be on the side of Epcot. Look, help.
Well, if you sign up for the half, hit me up because that's something that I would consider. And that would be really fun.
But why wouldn't you sign up for anyways? Because like then we can make it a like a trip.
When is it? It's February 2026.
Yeah.
I'm busy. No,
I'm
just kidding.
I'm not available.
I'm pretty sure my calendar's full. I don't even have to go look at it.
Like, I'm just letting you know that you probably wouldn't have even been stationed somewhere new. So it's totally
– I know. I can't even use that. I'm pretty sure we're moving.
I'm pretty sure I will be like overseas.
Yeah. I won't be here.
No.
It's something that I think because I survived one – I think
like,
I could survive another.
You're like, hit me up in February.
And I'm like, new number, who dis?
Listen, me and Alvaro got your notification yesterday you ran, which apparently you actually didn't run.
Yeah.
But
funny.
And Alvaro's like, is she training for one? I was like, I don't know. Maybe she is. We just talked about it.
No, I literally like
Jackie's feeling left behind because we're all
everyone's running,
running
and I'm
like,
not.
Maybe I should run.
I have FOMO. No, because I was like, the weather was really nice and I was supposed to go to yoga and I didn't make it to yoga because of just the craziness at the house. So I was like, let me just go for a jog because it's nice outside. And then of course I ran into neighbors and it turned into let's walk and talk. And I was like, oh no, my PR. Like,
it's funny though, because when you do a run outside, when it sends you the notification, it just tells you like 1.2 miles or whatever.
Okay.
It won't, even if you click in it, it won't give you your time.
I didn't know that. So that's why I was just like,
so like
what? You guys saw that?
I thought you ran 1.2 miles. And she's like, I was just talking.
Apple. Thank you so much, okay. Apple Watch.
Listen, thank the Lord, because if you saw my time, I would probably be embarrassed. So no. I'd rather Jackie be like, wow, Heather ran 5 miles today. And it was like in 90 minutes.
No, but that's the thing though. Like running is running. No matter how fast or how slow you go, it does not matter at all. So like I think a lot of people get wrapped up in the idea that's like we need to be out there sprinting a 5K. And it's like, no, like you got a 5K done. Think about all the people sitting on the couch doing absolutely nothing. Like if you want to be competitive, you beat them. Like you be all these people. Like,
but the problem with that is, okay, so this is how my brain works, right? I think, okay, but the slower pace I am, the longer I'm going
to
be here.
No, I think like that too. So towards the end of a race, it's just like, okay, if I sprint right now, I'll be done and over with this.
Yeah, like even when I was dying yesterday, I was thinking like, if I sprint past Alvaro and make the 0.5 – I'm going to be done faster.
Yes.
Like, yeah. I'm going to be able to just be done with this.
No,
like,
that's how I don't think. Blame you. That's like a good way to – I think a lot of people think like that. The faster
but
you
I
get
don't
it
know
done
how,
and over with.
I don't know how I think like that during 26 minutes.
I know. It's a lot. You're going to have to come up with a new mindset.
Like I don't think seeing my mileage – like is going to help me. Like I almost don't want – don't tell me I'm at 2 miles. No. Don't tell me.
No. When they have the little markers.
Like, yes. Don't like, tell
2
me.
2 miles. Only 24 more.
Like, I'm going to need to not look on the side of the road and tell Alvaro like tell me when – like I guess – I don't know. I need to just be like running.
With like blinders like a horse. Like
yeah, because when you see your – it's like when you're exhausted and you're running and you're like, surely I've been running for 15 minutes. Yeah. And then like it's like you've been running for 3 minutes and 42 seconds and you're like, what?
No, running time is literally the slowest form of time in the entire world. Like,
so I would need to just put – okay, so Joe Rogan's podcasts are like 2.5 hours. So like if I just listen to maybe two.
Yeah, find good episodes then, like where the topics look really juicy.
By the way, Trump is going to be on Joe Rogan.
Oh, really? Interesting. Yeah. So you have to save that for 2026.
No. I'm so excited. I'm so excited for it. I've been waiting. Like when is he going to be on it? When is he going to be on it?
Yeah.
And I saw the news yesterday and I was like, yes.
I did He's hear – this is another –
really cool podcasts.
No, and it sounds like he has been, but I was going to say another good tip too that I've heard for people is audiobooks. So you found like a really good book that you've been meaning to like read.
That's
and you
a
literally
little too like – when I say monotone, like I need like laughter joke. I need like – I need like chatter.
Yeah. You need millennial mom chatter.
I need millennial mom chatter.
Listening I'm to our own podcast and you're just like – it's like cringe. You're like, oh.
I'm listening
Didn't
to
we say
our-
that? Like,
I'm listening to this podcast, the marathon run, talking about how I need to stop ignore this numbers.
It's your reminder not to pay attention to the mileage as you're running.
Yeah, it's okay. I'll be fine. I'm working on it. I'm gonna get in shape. I hope I'm skinny by the time you see me in December. I'm really gonna work on it. Every day I just try to make Alvaro laugh, and I'm like, "Am I skinny yet?"
That's cute. You guys are so cute.
Yesterday he said I looked skinnier and I'm like, you're such a liar. You're just saying that because I've been asking you. Like I'm the type that I'll work out one time and I'm like, do I look skinnier?
Like go to the mirror like, oh, do I see a difference? Like,
it's so funny. Jax has not heard me say that at all, our middle child. And he's like, yesterday, so I've told him like, okay, our goal is like, because he has my husband's body type. So he is a little bit heavier set. And like it's just naturally gonna be his like struggle. You can just see. So I'm like, okay, we're gonna like make healthier decisions. Like during the week, we're gonna have like no dessert. Like even though I didn't give them like big dessert, like sometimes a dessert, like have you seen those like Oreo ice creams that are like 100 calories?
Yeah.
They're like the little mini
Tiny.
Ones. So I would let them have that or whatever. But I'm like, you're having no dessert during school nights. And like after dinner, we're gonna go on walks every night.
Oh, nice. That's good.
So anyways, so we did the walk last night and he's like, we're on like two or three days of him like being intentional, like, okay, I'm just going to have fruit and eat less and whatever. And he's like, he comes in, he sucks, and he's like, do I look skinnier? And I looked at Alvaro and I was like, he's my kid. Like,
he's my kid. I love that though. That's so, I could imagine him because he's just got that like sweet personality too, where it's like, did it work? Like,
and then he was sucking in. I was like, but you're sucking in. He's like,
oh. He's so sweet. I love that kid. Such a cutie.
And I was like, you're totally my kid.
Yeah. It's fine. That's really cute that he said that.
I told Alvaro, I was like, I swear if in 2 weeks I'm still exactly the same weight, that's it. I give up. Yeah. And he's like, you can't look at weight. You have to see like how your genes. I'm like, no, I have a lot of extra weight right now. I need to see the pounds go down.
But I feel like I know you, like I've known you long enough to know that you're a really disciplined person. So you don't play. Like whenever you get back into your routine, I feel like
yeah,
you do
such
a good
job. Yeah,
until I
get thrown off.
Yeah, but I feel like you are going to get back to that place that you want to be, because obviously this has been a really stressful chapter of your guys' lives, right? Like you said, you haven't been able to like make those home cooked meals where like you know that you can like really pay attention to your guys' ingredients, and you were on like a rigorous like workout schedule, I feel like. So now it's like, this is going to throw anybody off what you guys have gone through. So I feel like it's going to be great. Like, I think you're going to see like a change for yourself over these next few weeks.
I just need to
you're
be
so
committed.
Good at like, it. Like,
even when I fly to like North Carolina, like I need to just go, even if I'm doing like running and doing 1 mile, even if that's my minimum, I need to be at least moving, or like, hey, Ashley, let's go on a walk.
Yeah.
Or like, I need to move. Like, even if it's nothing that I'm like, okay, I'm in the gym, like, you know, doing shoulder presses and like whatever else it is, I need to just be mindful about moving.
No, for sure. And I think that's very doable. You know what I mean? Like, like you said, just even if something as casual as like going on a walk with your sister-in-law, that no big deal. That's very doable.
And it's annoying because people are always like, you're not heavy. Yeah. And I'm like, I understand, because like when people see me, I know I'm wearing like a, you know, sweatshirt and whatever. But when people see me, they're like, you're not heavy. Yeah. And I'm like, but for me, I'm heavy.
That's how I feel too. Like whenever you say stuff like that, I'm like, but I've seen you in dresses and so I've seen you in bathing suits all summer long. And I just feel like you don't have like, you don't look overweight. Like, you don't look like there's anything extra to lose.
I have definitely extra to lose, girl.
But you don't look like it. Like, your physique is like, it doesn't look like, you don't have like a belly hanging over your pants. Like the traditional things
that
people.
No, I don't have
that.
I just am
like,
I'm fluffy. Fluffy. It's fine.
And I get it. You know where you were at like years ago compared to where you're at like today.
Yeah. I mean, I weigh more now than I did 9 months pregnant with my kids. Mm. So like, I definitely have weight to lose. Like, now mind you, I wasn't the like person that gained 30, 40 pounds when they're pregnant. Like, I didn't do that.
Yeah.
I gained like 20, 25
pounds.
So like, I'm not super far over that number of when I was pregnant, but like, I definitely am over that number. So it's like, I was carrying a whole human being and I was still lighter than what I am.
No, I get what you're saying. Yeah.
So
sure.
Like, I have weight to lose. Yeah. Now, am I like, you know, super heavy and I have 100 pounds to lose? No.
Yeah.
Am I going to go extreme and go on a Zempic? No. but like, I do need to like get a hold of it.
I believe in you, because I know that I've seen you in that zone of like taking care of yourself and really prioritizing like being on top of your health. And I know you'll get there.
Yeah.
Because you guys are, what you really and Albert, like, your husband is supportive of it as well.
Yeah.
So I know that like, this is, as soon as you guys get back into this routine, you're golden. Like,
catch us at Christmas.
Yes. I'm like, hello.
No, we need to work out when you guys come for Christmas.
Yes,
also,
we will. Yep.
I am going to tell Alvaro that he needs to make Tony do a leg day with him.
Yes, he does. Because if he made me walk around like a baby giraffe and Tony wants to make fun of me, then it's only fair that Alvaro tortures my husband.
We
as
better
well.
See Tony like only walk in his tiptoes on
Christmas. Yeah, like not be able to make it down the stairs.
So I'm excited. We need to plan that.
Yes.
But it was fun chatting.
Yeah, it's always so nice catching up. And we love that you guys can tune in if you guys were able to join us for the live. And then you know where to find us on Spotify, YouTube, and Apple Podcasts. And we look forward to seeing you guys soon. And check us out next week.
Bye. Have a great week.